We want winners here.
You smell like a winner!
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we'd better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don. Hey, welcome back.
Wow, welcome back.
Yeah, I've
you're on vacation.
I was. It was really weird to listen to the show while you're on vacation talking about the fact that you're not going to be there this week because you're on vacation.
Right.
Because we talked about who's on vacation, and it turns out I was on vacation.
So this week, no one's on vacation, although we do have someone who's not going to be here for the whole show.
So that's interesting, right? Because now we did get some listener feedback, and the listener feedback was that the audio is all over the place, right?
Correct.
So that was, you know, one of the best things that they love about listening to the show is that the audio is indeed all over the place.
Yeah, no, it has been for a while.
So I went to use the software that we've been using to record the world's best podcast.
Which is just a tape deck with some microphones on it.
Yes, it's reel-to-reel tape deck, just with some microphones. You know, the kind that your daddy used to record your mom with while they were in...
Well, someone's in a foul mood.
While they were in hot, passionate lovemaking.
In a foul mood.
Stop laughing, mystery guest on the phone. We're going to get to you in a second. But so we had some problems with that software. So now we're going to try a new software, right? So we've now taken 2 hours to download said new software.
Yes.
And in that period of time, you're not hearing just this high hissing noise in your background, folks, listening to this show on the radio. That's not because of the new software. It's because... one of our co-hosts is joining us live by phone. Isn't that right?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tony. Glad to see you joined us by phone. That is excellent.
Please tell me when I hang up that the show will not sound like it's sound for the last minute and a half.
It's actually worse because all our topics are things you brought up, so the rest of the show will be me saying, Tony has to talk about bears, and
Wait, then we won't know what to say.
Are
you concerned about how I open the show, or are you concerned about how it actually physically sounds?
Oh, definitely content.
Oh.
The content is absolutely dreadful. Another episode, another week, Radio 4 Winners with Jeremy, Don, and Tony, whose microphone died, so I am calling in via the landline.
Landline. How do you have a microphone break, by the way?
I don't know. You know, maybe aggressively working my routine. It may have fallen on the floor while I have a Morning Joe muted. You know, there's a chance. I record myself when I do that so I can hear it back and try to improve. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that could have happened. I just know the microphone's not working, so I had to call in. And this is where we are, guys.
So that's the routine that he was talking about. I was picturing him doing his stand-up comedy routine, and he was getting violent with his microphone, throwing it down on the ground.
There was an altercation. Long story short. Broke the microphone.
Long story short, Tony's the only one going to his own stand-up performances.
I've been thinking about doing stand-up again. I get inspired.
You say that maybe once every couple months, and then when I want to talk about it, you're like, nah, I'm not going to do that.
You know, go ahead.
There's an Nashville Comedy Festival, which is taking place next month. And I know a couple of the comedians... that are doing the festival. No one that's funny, by the way. None of these comedians are funny.
Jerry Seinfeld.
He's funny, I believe.
And my wife is like, hey, you know, you should just have one. Like, why don't you help one of these guys out instead of them having to pay their own way at the hotel? They can just, you know, sleep at our place. And you can save them. I'm like, well, no. I don't really want them crashing over here in my place. Well, you know, just.
This is my dojo. I don't need them in my dojo.
I don't need anybody else up here in my dojo. Yeah, you know, it's funny you say I'm going to be spending some time out in the West Coast, and I was thought maybe I could be anonymous out there. Maybe I could practice my stand-up routine.
I think you should do it.
I would love to see your stand-up routine, Don.
You might have to fly to the West Coast
to see
if you do it.
It gives me a reason to get out of my house, so I'll take it.
Are you actually going to the West Coast, or are you just making this up?
No, I am actually going to be spending some time out on the West Coast. We haven't had a chance to really talk about that, but no, I'm going to be spending some time out there in lovely sunny California. So, you know, I was thinking maybe in my free time I could just, you know, pop into an open mic and see see how well I was doing, and see if I don't get discovered by somebody famous out there. And next thing you know, I've got my own sitcom, and I can leave this godforsaken podcast.
Tony, Don is going out there to do porn. It's not really going to get him anywhere.
Don. Did you just hit a number button? Did I hear that in the background?
No, it's just me jacking off furiously.
So again, so are we going to have this microphone situation fixed for the next time, or I mean, do we need to send you some money to get a new microphone? I mean, you don't have anything else laying around from the old radio days, nothing like that.
I will definitely take money, but I should have it resolved tomorrow.
We should really start like a GoFundMe account.
Yeah, we'll start a Kickstarter to get Tony a new mic. $7
to really take our podcast to new heights.
If you donate $20, you'll get a meal with Tony.
How sad would that be?
For $30, we'll pay for that.
Maybe
would be quite disappointing for people to meet, have lunch with Tony, and you're sitting there. Yeah, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, how much would we have to pay to maybe actually get you a better phone connection? Because that's really a crappy phone connection, too.
Nah, the phone connection's fine. It's how landline works. It's terrible.
Aren't you in the telecommunications business, right?
I can't help it. I'm in the mountains.
In the mountains. All right, well, we're gonna talk about my lovely vacation there, Tony. So you know, you wanna hang on and listen to my wonderful vacation stories, or are you gonna bow out at this point in time?
No, I'm absolutely bowing out.
All right, Tony. It's great talking to you for 30 seconds, and maybe I'll see you next week.
The good news is you can stay tuned for another episode of Radio for Winners, Losers. What is the name of our show?
It was Radio for Losers.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks, Tony.
See you guys.
All right. Well, that was Tony calling to us, calling us live via satellite from whatever horrible mountainside he is actually living in these days. But yeah, so it's just Jeremy and I here going to do the rest of the show, try to get something out here. It's not the first time that we've done a show by ourselves.
No.
Quite frankly, the shows that we do by ourselves. I said doo-doo.
Yeah, this is a high standard we're
already setting. I said doo-doo. Shows that we do by ourselves.
Just stop listening. This is where I'm not even listening. When I'm driving on vacation, I'm going to turn this on and I'm going to get to that point. I'd be like, oh, I'm embarrassed for both of us. I'm gonna turn it off.
I did listen to our last show. The Fat Guys show.
Best show we've ever done.
It was a fantastic show.
Do you know why? Because it's all true, and Tony and I are disgusting.
It was really 100% true. That's what the shocking aspect of it was. Is that all of it was 100% true.
Yeah, I don't need to embellish fatness. If anything, I kept things back.
I thought of you though, because I was on vacation, and I'm going to start off with the end of my vacation. Driving back from vacation, I was hungry, and we stopped at Wendy's, mm-hmm. and I got that delicious sandwich that you introduced me to, the Baconator?
Oh, yeah, the Baconator is excellent.
Yeah, yeah. And I didn't know that they ask you how many patties you want.
Yeah, the standard is two, but you can go for three or one.
I did not go with the three, and I felt one was definitely not going to be fulfilling.
No, you
want to
do
two. Definitely got
two. Three is too greasy. If you get three, it actually turns into a ball of mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
It did turn into a little bit of a messy situation there towards the end of the sandwich, but I am proud to say that I did finish it. I finished it. And then plus my wife got one of those pretzel bacon things.
Oh, man, that's what Modé got.
And she didn't finish that, so I got to finish that too.
It's a good bun.
It was
a solid bun.
Yeah. No, it was a good car ride home until I had that coronary and crashed the car into a tree. So, I know that you're getting ready to go on vacation.
I am. I'm leaving this coming Saturday morning.
I went on a vacation.
And your vacation, I'm sure, was wonderful. You had like a long vacation. It was about 2 weeks.
It was a little over a week and a half, like 10 or 11 days, something like that. So, it's become a little bit of an annual trip for the family. It's wonderful.
Outer Banks, North Carolina.
I mean, nothing can go wrong down in the Outer Banks, North Carolina. Nothing.
Nope.
Have you ever been there?
I've not been to the Outer Banks, but I went to Myrtle Beach, and I've driven, you know, through the beaches of North Carolina, but I've not stayed there.
Did you like how I said that, like in a British tone? You ever been there?
No, I didn't pick that up as British at all, Don. No.
I've been working on my impressions again.
Does that sound British to you? Can I have some Coke, please?
Very British.
I think there's a button on this board somewhere that turns it into British.
No, it's just phaser. Don't turn it on.
So I get up. Unfortunately, had a family friend that passed away, so I left a day later. So I got up really early in the morning, and I decided that, you know, I wasn't in a rush, and I was going to take my time to get down there. And I decided to go a different way than I normally do. So I actually went down.
I went north.
So I went down through the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel.
Yeah, 301. You took 301 into Virginia.
Is that the right? No.
No, that's not the bridge tunnel.
That's 113.
The, yeah.
113. So I took 113. Down, so I go over the Bay Bridge down to the Eastern Shore,
and then go south of Ocean City.
Right. So I go down.
You drive by them Assateague ponies.
I drove past the chicken processing plant for good 35 miles.
That's all of Delaware.
Oh my God, it was horrid. It was amazingly horrid. So I set the cruise control, and literally I'm a fast driver. There's no question about it. I drive fast. I set the cruise control for
95.
I set it for 65 miles an hour because I wasn't in a rush. So I was just like, whatever, I'm cruising. It's early in the morning, 65, whatever. Well, there was like two slow cars, and I wanted to get around them. So I accelerate around one of the cars, and there is my friend, Miss Virginia State Trooper, sitting there on the side of the road with her laser gun, and she pulls me over. So the vacation starts with her accusing me of having a weapon inside my car after I was just kindly asking to remove my hands from the steering wheel to show her my license
now,
registration.
Hold on. So she comes up to the car and she says, "Sir, do you know how fast you were going?" I'm sure.
"Sir, do you know how fast you were going?"
And you screamed, "Can I take my hands off the wheel?" And just started shoving your hands in the glove box? Because that could be an issue. That could be why she was upset with you.
I kept going, "Get back! Get back! Get back from here! You stay away, lady!"
That goes over well.
Yeah, that didn't
go. Get back in your car. Get back in your car.
You better turn around and get back in that car, lady.
I've done that, by the way. I screamed at someone to get back in their car.
But you didn't do it to a cop.
No.
So anyway, she wanted to know where I was going. I thought I was trying to be very polite and by young lady, I mean she was probably 70 years old, and Virginia probably stations her down in that lower Eastern Shore area because there's nothing else going on down there, so they put her down there. And she came back with a lovely speeding ticket, $6 for every mile that you're over the speed limit, so 71 and a 55, plus an additional $65 in court costs. Nets me a nice little ticket.
Nice.
So that pissed me off. So off I went.
So this is before you actually get
before
to
I'm
to
actually in North Carolina. So that again pissed me off. Headed down to North Carolina. Finally get down there. I knew it kind of going down there, but I didn't know how serious it was going to be, but within about 24 to 48 hours of arriving, we had what, Jeremy?
I'm guessing, based on your tweets, anyone who follows Don RFW on Twitter, that you were in the middle of a Class 2 hurricane. Wow, look at that. That is timed very poorly, and it's very loud, and it's not my sound. Yes, Don, you were in the middle of a Class 2 hurricane. Thank you for the scorpions.
Right, I'll fade that out as fast. Sorry. Yes, that was.
I like you didn't start at the beginning. No one likes the beginning of the song. I like to start three notes in. I don't want to build up any anticipation.
We're testing new software out. We'll see how it goes. Sorry, I'm going to blame it on that as opposed to actually taking any responsibility.
You know,
for that
playing
whatsoever.
Music is not part of that software. So yeah. Anyway, continue. So you get there and you're in the middle of a hurricane that literally is right over your house.
Literally, it is directly on path for where we are standing. We batten down the hatches. We take all the pool toys in, the beach toys, take all the sand chairs, you know, everything. move everything inside, and it was supposed to hit us like 2 o'clock in the morning.
So you didn't leave. You didn't. They were evacuating people.
There was
and
one
you're
of
like,
the...
no, I'm renting this place. I'm staying.
Well, see, now that's that's you're damn right.
It's one thing if you live there, you're like, nah, it's all I own anyway. If I lose it, I just want to kill myself. Nah. No, you're like, I'm just renting this place with my kids. We're staying.
Well, that was the eerie piece.
You
right?
know, I got multiple kids. If I lose one, I got two more.
That motherfucking Jim Cantore. Let me tell you about that asshole. Right? He is all about the scare tactics. Right? So of course, where does he go? He goes to the lowest lying area in the world when a hurricane comes. So Hatteras is really, really far south, and it's very low lying. It's there's it's desolate. There's nothing out there. But if you're in the Outer Banks area, you're up in you know, Nag's Head, which is where we were at. I mean, you're on the main part of the island. You're not going to have any issues there. All right. So we did get that eerie knock at the door. You know, and it was a cop at the door, and he wanted to know how many people were inside the house. And I kind of took that as, so that later on when we come by and you're all dead, right, we need to know how many bodies we're going to find inside the house exactly. So that we can spray paint that on the side of the building. But he essentially said that, you know, look, we're not evacuating. We're not forcing anybody to evacuate. You can stay here, but if it gets really bad, we're not going to be able to get to you.
But can I hold your wallet?
Yeah. Can I make a copy of your ID? Can you fill out this report first?
Can I have some dental records?
Yeah. Can you bite onto this? So it hit at 2 o'clock in the morning. I thought the whole house was going to blow away. It was. It was shaking the house. And then you have, like, the bathroom vents are now filling with air and wind, so they're, like, vibrating back and forth, so the air's coming in through the bathrooms. So that was fun, too. But really, the next day, got up, sunny.
Oh, as soon as the hurricane passed, it was beautiful outside.
Beautiful. There was sand everywhere. The pool.
Well, you were at the beach.
We were at the beach, but the pool was full of sand, and they were not very. I guess there were other priorities out there besides coming to suck the sand out of the pool. But
excuse me, 911. There is sand in my pool. Hello.
911. What was your emergency? Yes, there's sand in my pool.
My children are very upset about the little bit of sand in my pool. If you can come take care of that. I know that there are houses that blew away and people died, but I have sand in a rental pool.
First off, I don't think anybody died.
I'm sure, you know what, whoever's family is listening who lost a member in this storm, we apologize at Radio for Winners for Don's comments not reflect Radio for Winners.
I don't think anybody died.
Okay. Well, I didn't check. I'm going to be honest. I didn't fact check.
You don't have that in
one.
The news?
I do not have any of that in the news.
Do we have news today?
We do have some news.
Oh, okay. We'll
most of it was about Tony, so I'm going to have to wing it. But we're good.
That's fine. So we got through that, and, you know, we had a lot of nice sunny days after that, but... Then on the second to last day, my wife, which by the way is pregnant, in case we've never talked, I can't remember if we've talked about that.
I don't
not.
Know if we did, but yes, that's one of the reasons you decided to cut your genitals.
That's
off.
Right, that's right. I thought that we talked about it then, but I've been told that we did not talk about that.
I didn't think we did because at that point I thought it was still too new to talk about.
Yeah, so that's maybe my bad. But yeah, so we have a fourth child on the way, which makes
which is
for
about four too many.
Which is why we got that taken care of, if you know what I mean, huh?
That's right.
Huh? Not like it's being used anyway, but hey, everybody.
He
huh?
actually he was referring to a vasectomy. They didn't take care of the fetus.
No. So my wife, 25 weeks pregnant, she was experiencing some sharp pains in her abdomen area. So we felt that maybe it was necessary for us to take her to the hospital.
I would
that
say that's
out.
A solid choice.
Yeah. So,
I'm like not evacuating. Going to the hospital is solid choice.
So we go to the Outer Banks Hospital. What do you think that hospital's like?
I'm pretty sure it's about it's like two red wagons and and a shed.
Actually, very nice hospital, very friendly, but they are equipped to. I think if someone was to give birth, they would have to boil pans, pots and pans full of water. That's how prepared they are. So. We sat there for 3 or 4 hours while they were trying to administer, give my wife an IV. They could not find a vein. They had to have the two afternoon nurses, and then they had a nursing shift come in, and the evening nurse. So after, I think she was poked in her veins 8 separate times until they finally found a vein, and that's when were able to take her downstairs to do an ultrasound. Which I was not able to go down with her, so I got to sit in the room. While I was sitting in the room, I start hearing screams, like yelling, like really, really loud. And then
is
I
that
heard
because the public found out that Don from Radio for Winners was at this hospital, and they were crowded outside fighting their way to get in.
And then I started hearing Spanish. Uno, dos, tres, and then I hear.
Don, that was very. Were they watching the World Cup, Don?
They were not watching the World Cup.
I assume when you said Spanish.
Apparently, in the paper-thin walls that this hospital has, there was a lady giving birth in the room next to me. So, as I was trying to muffle my ears from that horrible sound, my wife does come back in.
That's the beautiful sound of life, Don.
It. I've experienced it three times. Mm-hmm. We'll be experiencing it a fourth. Turns out that my wife had. Needed her appendix taken out.
Oh, that is great.
That's on vacation.
Well, that's fun.
And guess what?
They couldn't do it there.
They could not do it at the Outer Banks Hospital.
No.
So she had to be rushed to, you think, like, what are you thinking? Like Hopkins, University of Maryland.
It's not the closest. I would say Richmond.
Richmond. I think I may have liked Richmond. I've been to Richmond several times. Very nice place. We went to Norfolk.
Norfolk is not a place you want to visit.
Have you been to Norfolk?
My brother lives in Norfolk because he's in the Navy.
The newest asphalt is around the hospital. Everything else is literally like landmines have hit it. Driving to the hospital, you need to wear some sort of a bulletproof vest.
It's not a very great area. Like, if you know, like around Fort Meade up here, everything that's right outside of Fort Meade is a little awful. All of Norfolk is like that.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, 100%, right?
Yeah, they built the rest of the city around the Naval Yard, and they were like, we don't need to spend money on this. We have the Naval Yard.
Oh, it is. It's horrendous. So, to make a long story short, and I didn't
Well, you have
that,
not done that so far.
I have
far.
Not done that at all.
Do we have any time left?
We do. I'm vamping because Tony wasn't here, so sorry. I was trying to fill in. But
so I made an egg sandwich, right? But I was out of cheddar cheese, so I had to use mozzarella cheese. And then I didn't have any mozzarella cheese enough for the sandwich.
Then I got a Baconator.
So then I decided to go get a Baconator. Now, I don't know anything about the Baconator, but long story short,
she did get wheeled into.
I went to Wendy's.
She did get wheeled into the hospital next to a dead guy on a gurney. I had my mother-in-law and my three children walking down a hall, and with a guy that was like questioning where we were going, and he was pushing like a long stretcher thing, but it had like a box like around it, like a wooden box like over top of it.
Yeah.
The length of a body, and it said path lab, so I was going to the pathology lab. So I'm assuming that my children got to walk past a dead body in a box.
Or at least the box that would hold the dead body.
I'm going with, based off the guy's horrid look, that there was three children walking down a hall, that it was a dead body in there. So that's always fun. But baby's fine. Mommy's fine. We ended the vacation that way. Got home a day late and had to go right back to work, as opposed to having that nice little relaxing day cushion in between.
Oh,
so I know
that's a nice day. I like that day.
Right? So I didn't get that. I had to jump right back into work, which is just miserable.
Well, I have to go on vacation next week, and I'm not going to be able to actually take the full vacation as a vacation. I'll have to work when I'm on vacation, which is the worst.
Well, I did a little bit of that too, but, you know, just jumping right back into work and then, you know, ending your vacation in a hospital. And then we came back too, by the way, to not one, but two of my children with strep throat.
That's a good, you've had a solid vacation, Don. Hopefully right? Mine's as good as this.
Happy summer 2014.
Well, the last live show we did, because last week, again, the Fat Guy Stories was pre-recorded and far better than the actual show we did do on the 4th. But the last show we did was for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
And so we haven't really talked since the 4th of July.
Well, I was in a hurricane for the 4th of July.
You were in
the
hurricane.
Yeah.
I went to a party where I saw the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I think you sent me a message about
this. I did. So we were outside. We had a cookout. It was like maybe 20 people. All of us had little kids. My kids are 2 and 0, you know, 6 months old.
2 and 0.
2 and 0.
That kid doesn't exist.
Not yet. Not until he can talk. So, but one of my friends had another kid who's 3, 3 and a half. And, you know, all the kids are out playing around. All of a sudden, I see he just wanders off towards the fence. Now, it's not a big backyard, but it's big enough you can go over to the fence and be out of the way. And I see him. He's drinking one of those like, it's a plastic barrel with juice in it. Little kid juice.
Ah, they were called jugs.
Okay, they're jugs. I don't want to call them jugs. That changes this whole story around. So he's holding a barrel that has juice in it, and he's walking over. He walks over to the fence, and then he puts the juice down on the ground, and then he basically puts his shorts around his ankles and starts peeing. And I thought that was funny enough on its own. Again, he's 3 and a half, So it was like, aha, that, you know, this kid's peeing. That's pretty funny. And all of a sudden I realized he's aiming at his juice drink that's open on the ground. He's just peeing in his juice drink. So then
had he finished the juice?
No. So he's peeing in the juice drink, and I'm watching this, and I'm kind of like, is he peeing in the juice drink? And it's me and some other friends, and we're laughing at it. And then his mom runs outside, and she's like, no, put that away. Stop doing that. And so he stops peeing in the juice drink, pulls his pants up, zips up. It's very nice. Grabs his juice drink and starts putting it towards his face. And his mom's running across the yard, and she screams, no. And he looks up, and he gives her like the double guns, and then he downs the juice. Best thing I've ever seen. The double guns they made it. He was just like, it was like two fingers. I thought he gave thumbs up, but I realized he was given double guns. And then he drank the
that's fantastic.
He drank his juice box.
That's fantastic.
Which is pretty great.
I've seen you do that with cans of Miller Lite.
I have done that. Well, it's basically the same thing. Miller Lite is literally just
you give
urine.
the two fingers to
like, those cops, and then I drank that Miller Lite full of pee.
Shooter McGavin. It was a Shooter McGavin, and then you peed in that Miller Lite can.
I did,
and then you drank it, and then had an egg sandwich.
It was pretty good. And then I got arrested. So anyway, after all that. I mean, I had, other than that, the 4th was pretty uneventful, and up until now, when we got back, there's been a lot going on. We didn't have time to talk about it because you weren't here, and the last show was pre-recorded. And even though Tony's not here, let's go ahead and talk about those things in a segment we regularly call Radio for Winners and the News. Every week on Radio for Winners and the News, we find a couple news stories we like. We take all the facts out that the news talks about because that shit is old news, and we bring it back in with our spin on it for new news on Radio for Winners and the News. Look at that.
You cussed in the news.
Oh, whatever.
Brian Williams was
up until then, we were totally family friendly. But that the news ruined it this week.
I dropped an F-bomb, I think, earlier.
You did. Sorry. But that was just about minorities. Anyway, so the best thing in a long time happened this past week. And I didn't know if we'd be able to talk about it, but I think I'm going to anyway. The best album of 2014 is finally hit. Now, last year's best album of 2013... was the Harmar Superstar album that we played constantly last year.
Yeah.
This year's, though...
I don't have that queued up.
I have it, but we're not going to play it because there's no point. But I do think the best album of this year...
Everybody shut up!
...is the new Weird Al album.
Al.
It's the best thing I've heard in forever. It's incredible. It's called Mandatory Fun. Every song is a hit. All the covers are solid. Or not the covers, but the parody songs. And all his songs that are... the thematic parodies, like Dare to be Stupid is a Devo-esque song, but it's not a rip-off of a Devo song. All the songs like that on this album, also good. And one of the best polkas he's had in any of his albums in forever.
What's the name of this song?
Album. This is Word Crimes. A parody, of course, of Blurred Lines.
Exactly. Thank you.
Just wanted to help you out with that, Don.
Now, you said there's a polka song.
There is, and we're going to play it later. So.
Oh, okay.
We can play it now if you like.
Whatever.
I was going to close with it today.
Okay, we can close with it.
Anyway, so that's the new
rave, album. This is getting rave reviews.
It's the best Weird Al album in forever. It's probably the best one since the one that had Bad or Fat, whatever that was called.
Eat It.
The Eat It was earlier. That was on In3D. I forgot the one that had Fat. Even worse. Because it was a parody of Bad.
You actually know the names of Weird Al's albums.
I love Weird Al. I was hoping Tony was here because I guarantee he does not love Weird Al. I think Weird Al is the best.
I can guarantee that he doesn't like Weird Al.
In fact, I think he would get angry at me for playing it. I think it's the best album I've heard in forever, but it's the best Weird Al album.
I can't believe you guys played Weird Al.
Were you not a Weird Al fan? I mean, you played it last week for the Fat episode.
Am I doing my Tony impression while I'm talking to you? Or am I?
No, Don, do you like Weird Al?
He's fine.
I mean, I the first live concert I've ever been to, Weird Al Yankovic, at Hershey Park.
He does live. I didn't think he did live.
Oh, concerts. His live concerts are incredible, Don. I know what we're going to say we're going to do now, and we'll never actually do. I'm taking you to a Weird Al concert,
and I'm going to take you to a NASCAR race. If he ever goes to a NASCAR race, greatest NASCAR race ever.
I would be. We would have to get everybody. To
greatest
go.
NASCAR.
But yeah, you know he does. Ever. He does the outfit changes, and he plays little clips of stuff when he does that. So like he'll play like three songs in one outfit that are all thematic. Like he'll dress up in Fat and he'll play Fat, and then he'll do like other food related songs, and then he'll play some video clips of like him not interviewing people. Like he takes other people's interviews and then he puts his own questions in, so that they're kind of weird,
right?
And other things like there's a clip on King of the Hill where. What's Hank Hill's son?
Bobby's
talking about how he doesn't want to be like Weird Al who died alone, sad in a trailer park or whatever. And he plays that, and then he comes back up and plays some other songs. So he'll do that, and he'll come up in like his Amish Paradise outfit. I'm telling you,
The look on your face right now, if I could capture it for our audience, is...
It's the first time I've smiled in 2014, Don.
You're very... It's as giddy as I've ever seen.
I'm telling you, I heard this album...
The birth of his first child, not a great day.
No, that was messy.
No. Birth of his second child.
Wasn't even awake.
Wedding day, none of that. The fact that Weird Al's got a new album out.
I knew it was coming, but I hadn't heard anything on it at all. They've been very good about keeping it secret of what was on it. And then this last episode of Comedy Bang Bang had him on, and they played like four clips, and every one of them I was like, this song is amazing. And I think I figured out why. This album is better than not all the others, because I think his early albums are amazing, but I was the wrong age then to know if it was appropriate or not, like time-wise. You know, like in some of his earlier albums, he makes fun of like, you know, Rolling Stones and Queen and stuff, where it's like those were already like 10 years old at that point.
Right.
But like the last Weird Al album I bought up until this one was from 1999. It was the album Running with Scissors. The hits on that one were All About the Pentiums.
You love all the songs. You know the names of the album.
But the rest of the album is not very good, and I figured out why. It's because the 90s are a musical whole. So when you're making parodies of songs that I can't stand.
What didn't he do? He remade A Teen Spirit, right?
Yeah, that was before that one. That's okay. On Smells Like Nirvana.
Okay.
Which was also a good album. But still had the same problem. A lot of 90s songs were awful. So then for him to do parodies of those songs, like a lot of rock songs. I don't really like parodies of rock songs unless they're like chanty, classic-y rock songs. But like this, most of his parodies are of modern pop songs that are more like dance hits, and they're perfect for him. They're like that song we just played was incredible. He does there's a Lord parody. Do you want to hear that real quick?
Sure.
It's very good. I don't know if I have it queued up.
You have downloaded the whole album to your iPod.
I bought it. I mean, I have all my songs on my iPod. What do you have on your iPod, Don?
I don't buy songs on my iPod.
Okay. I don't really know how to come back to that. What do you do with an iPod then?
I really don't do much on my iPod.
Well, here's his parody of the Lord song Royals that is not playing because I muted this like an idiot. We're good.
I always get a doggy bag.
Oh, yeah.
From the waiter.
You know this song, right?
So
Royals? It's pretty good.
But what's the name of the song that he sings?
It's about aluminum foil. And I take it home. He uses it to wrap up food. Save it for later. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. This is a solid parody. Listen to how good this is.
I like the auto-tune.
Doesn't need to be. Just like Lord. It's very good. I've got a secret trick. Anyway, this is the best album I've heard in 2014. I cannot tell you.
Tony's so good he's on this episode.
I am so excited for this album. I've listened to it nonstop, and I'm very, very into it.
All right.
So that is...
Is that our only news topic?
That's it. I was going to play the whole album. That was the end of the show. No, but I did. I am glad I bought this album, too, because now we have a brand new sports theme.
Oh.
So we can now talk about all the sports stories are all grouped together with our brand new Radio for Winners sports theme. Weird Al Yankovic's
Weird Al Yankovic.
Sports song.
Your sports team is vastly inferior.
It's a perfect song to talk about sports, Don. So let's go through it. While we were gone last week, so many major things have happened in the world of sports. First off, the World Cup is over.
Germany.
Germany wins in extra minutes.
Deutschland.
Over Argentina. Did you watch that game? I know you're on vacation, but I watched it.
I was driving home from the hospital.
On that? That was the week you were. That was when you left, wasn't
no,
it?
No, it was this past Sunday.
Oh, you're right. I don't even have any idea what's going on.
I was
you're
driving
right.
driving back, listening to the depressing NASCAR race, and switching back to the World Cup. Okay, viva Germany.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I actually watched a lot of the World Cup, but I think I will never watch another soccer game again until the next World Cup.
I saw someone on the radio today about the Guinness
Book of World Records
soccer playoffs where all of the big European teams come to the U.S. to play soccer. I don't understand. It sounds like a gimmick to me.
Well, I mean, but it's just like having the NFL play in England or anywhere else. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So the other bits of sports news, LeBron James leaving Miami.
Back to Cleveland.
Going back home to Cleveland.
All the little chicks with the crimson lips say Cleveland rocks.
Wow. That is, I did not expect that.
Cleveland rocks.
I don't really follow basketball, Don. I tried to get into basketball when the Wizards were in the playoffs, and I just can't get into
it. Well, the Wizards have had a very successful week this week with all of the additions that they've added. I couldn't tell you any of the guys' names, but they're getting a lot of recognition for the people that they've added to their team, so hopefully they will again have a good season. I don't know anything about basketball.
No, I don't either. But I do know a lot about baseball, and the, we went into the All-Star break. Orioles at the top of the AL East.
3.5 games up in the
AL East.
Very
exciting. Very exciting.
Both Orioles in the All-Star game, 0-for-4 combined. That's so fine. Hats off to Adam Jones and
doesn't matter.
Nelson Cruz.
Does not matter.
0-for-4 performance.
But I'm going to be very excited 4 games into this next half when they when they are no longer in first place.
I believe the Orioles have traditionally gone on a 15-game losing streak coming out of the All-Star game, so should be great to crawl our way out of the basement again.
But that's not the most important thing that happened in sports while we were gone.
All right.
Because last weekend, Don came in last place in our NASCAR league yet again. Yep, Don Schuman came in last place in our NASCAR Picks League of people who actually picked a team that was not an invalid team. And I thought you were going to lose to me, Don. I thought I was going to lose to you, I mean, because my driver went out when like towards the end of the race. But no, you lost both your captain and the same driver.
I was very excited.
The six-time
NASCAR Sprint Cup Series winner, a champion, you know, you figure you pick him as your captain, he's not going to finish 42nd 2 weeks in a row. Not only that, but he was the second guy out. The first guy just couldn't afford to buy more tires. He's out. And didn't... to have a 70-million-year-old Morgan Shepherd knock out Joey Logano.
Who was my captain. Yeah. At that point, I was riding high, like top of the league. I was king. There's nothing better than this game. I love NASCAR.
So I appreciate the tweets from our friend Christian. Thank you for that. And has Tony stopped picking
I think people? He's done.
Wonderful. Good for him.
I think he's done. But football's almost here.
It is so almost
he'll,
here.
He'll be into that until he gets behind, then he'll quit that.
Training cramps coming up soon here.
Training cramps.
Coming up soon. Speaking of training cramps, let's go ahead and wrap up this episode.
All right. Well, we apologize for our content with Tony not being here. But
we miss you, Tony. Sorry that you couldn't be here.
We will end on the strongest song on the new Weird Al Yankovic album, Mandatory Fun.
And again, I will say that I believe that this is all planned on Tony's part, that he is trying to leave the show.
This will happen every other show until eventually he just stops calling.
That's
And that's okay, because that's Radio for Winners. See you guys next week. I may be on vacation. We'll find out. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of this song.
Bye-bye.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell. A love no one could deny. Don't you ever say, I just walked away.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.